Tumro, and it's time for Hudson River Stories. I'm Tumro, reading you Hudson River Stories, or reading Hudson River Stories to Henry the Hudson Whale. Henry is a whale whose name is spelled with an I, not a Y. I know, I know. He's not related, doesn't have anything to do with that Henry Hudson fellow. It's a coincidence his name is Henry. He's sick of everyone talking about it, but that's the deal. We're going to read him stories of what's going on in the Hudson River this week, as we do every Friday. The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River below Poughkeepsie have been between 63 and 66 degrees, up slightly from last week. Yeah, it's a little warmer. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand claimed credit June 8th for the Environmental Protection Agency extending the public comment period on the agency's second five-year review of the Hudson River polychlorinated biphenyl PCB Superfund site. The original comment period was going to close on June 30th, and Gillibrand lobbied for an additional 90 days for local residents and public officials for the opportunity to make comments about the Hudson River cleanup. Quote, it is vital that local residents, community and environmental organizations, business leaders, state and federal agencies, as well as the Hudson River Natural Resource Trustees and representatives from the Community Advisory Group have the opportunity to review and evaluate the results and make their voices heard, Senator Gillibrand wrote in a letter to the EPA. Quote, it is essential that those who are most directly impacted have a sufficient opportunity to review and respond to the EPA report. The EPA's report said the river was far from clean, but that no more dredging was needed. The EPA will hold public hearings for folks to make comments June 28th in Poughkeepsie and July 19th in Saratoga Springs. Written comments should be sent to the EPA no later than September 1st, 2017, and comments can be sent by mail or email to, and here are the addresses, Gary Klawinski, Director, EPA Region 2, Hudson River Office, 187 Wolf Road, Suite 303, Albany, New York, 12205, or email epahrfo@outlook.com. Both those addresses, the snail mail and the email, are available at the WGXC newsroom in the Hudson River Stories. The City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility had a 31-hour permitted CSO discharge into the Hudson River June 4th and 5th because of the heavy rain. Those are our Hudson River stories for this week. Tune in next week for more Hudson River stories with Henry the Hudson Whale.